I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, Awesomes. Welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets, joined with me, joined today. Nope. Why?
Joined with me on mic in a very non-sexual way.
Okay. It's been a lot of years that we've done this, and I still can't get the intro right.
I have an interesting effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
I always have. Where you lose all coherence, and I love you even more for it.
Yes.
In fact, we've told this story.
Mm-hmm.
You basically won my heart and mind through an involuntary wink me as I walked by. It was very racy.
It was not racy.
In the 1930s when we first met.
It was very innocent and wholesome and chaste.
Chaste. A chaste wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does wink feel better when you say it that way? Try it.
Wink. That's the way Conan O'Brien says it. I didn't get to say your name. This is my husband, Kyle. He's here with me every Monday, and
my name is your husband, Kyle.
Yes.
That's my Christian name.
Your government name, even.
Well, my government name is in all capitalized writing because I'm technically a corporation that earns money for the government. Because you can't own people anymore, but you can own corporations.
Yes.
That's a whole conspiracy theorist thing
that
I read some time ago that had a lasting impact.
Yeah, you still think about that from time to time.
I can't not.
Yeah.
It was written by a former federal court judge.
Oh, dang.
He had a lot of powerful judgy points.
He was being very judgy about it.
Very judgy, yeah. Somebody else, though, not me. He wasn't judging me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the good news is he found a bone to chew on, so hopefully that'll be nice and loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of January. How are you feeling about your life?
You know, I'm actually feeling pretty damn good about things.
Good, good, good. I love to hear it. We have.
You don't care why?
I gave you a beat, okay?
It's too late now.
I gave you a beat.
Tell anyone why.
I gave you a beat to see if you were going to go on with it, but you were...
I was giving you a beat to see, was she asking out of courtesy or does she actually care?
Let's hear it, please.
Too late.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess everyone will just have to wonder.
It's lost like Lost was lost.
Previously on Lost?
Previously it was Lost.
Okay. Well, that's fair. So we had a few notes of things.
Where are they? I don't see them on the teleprompter. I'm less trustworthy than our current president. If you don't put it on the teleprompter and you allow me to go rogue, it's going to get ugly.
Oh, we're going rogue today.
Oh, boy.
First of all,
I don't have a seatbelt.
Watching wise, you did give a cursory start to Vikings Valhalla.
I'm into Vikings Valhalla season 2. It's good. Ish. I have no doubt. I have no question in my mind. It's going to be great.
Hmm. Great, even.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not just President Trump as I say that. Former okay. President Trump as I say that. Now, it's going to be great. You can tell, but they're being very lethargic
okay.
in the first couple of episodes, like they're trying to cater to somebody that didn't watch season one. And it's like, bro, I was here. In fact, I watched season one a couple times. You took so long. Let's get on with the new plot line. They're getting there. It's going to be a good season.
Good.
I would encourage anybody who's looking for a thing to watch, one, go watch season one.
Mm-hmm.
And then get into season two. Join with me in frustration for the slow start in season two. But be prepared for something amazing.
Okay. I forgot to bring my phone. No, I didn't. It's just not here. Continue to talk for just a second.
Okay. So there was this one time in college where I found myself in a place with no pants on.
That's not true.
Okay. She's back and she has her phone.
Okay. Now, you may have noticed on Netflix as you go to pick your show, Vikings Valhalla, whatever,
mm-hmm.
on the splash screen, what appears to be that 70s show coming to Netflix. Have you seen this?
I haven't, but I'm not questioning that it's there.
Okay, well, I thought it said that 70s show, but no, I was wrong.
It said something different.
Netflix has created an original series called That 90s Show.
Absent of accusations against Mr. Masterson.
He's not on it.
Inappropriateness.
Yeah, the problematic kids are out.
They couldn't bring him on. They're already in court. They can't go to court any more than they are currently going.
That's right. And so we do have a reprisal of the roles played by the original actors of Kitty and Red, except in That 90s Show, they are welcoming their teen granddaughter, Leia, into their home for the summer. So this
is she a princess?
No,
Princess Leia.
She is the daughter of Eric and Donna, and so I do believe Eric was a Star Wars kid, right?
His character probably was.
So Eric and Donna have a teenage daughter named Leia, and she goes to stay with her grandparents for the summer. And then it's the 90s, and so mm-hmm. it's Netflix, and they Netflix. If Netflix loves anything, it's a reboot.
Is
a
it the
reprisal.
Original? Is it the original Red and Kitty?
Yes.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's them. Except instead of kids in their basement, they're going to have their teen granddaughter, and it's 2 decades later.
You know what? I give a thumbs up already just because they kept the two best actors of that series.
For sure.
They were stellar. Everybody else, and especially Ashton Kutcher, could be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
He's now married to, what's her name?
Well, he was married to Demi Moore for a while.
Yeah, but no, I think now he's married to she's a Ukrainian. She was on the show. She was his girlfriend on the show. What's her actual actress name? What's her human name? Her human name, Meg. She's looking it up.
She's not Ukrainian, is she?
Yes.
Like, but she was born in America.
I'm not entirely sure, but she has connections that...
Everyone is yelling at their phones right now. They're so mad at us.
Type faster, search it.
Mila Kunis.
Yes, thank you. That's what I said.
And she played Jackie on the show.
Yes.
And they're married, yes.
Yes, how dare you.
Yes. He was married to Demi Moore for a while.
Yes, he was.
I mean, as far as Hollywood marriages go.
Whether or not he's technically married, they're living in the married way. Or last time I looked.
They're married.
Okay.
Okay? According to the internet. Everyone is so furious.
It's okay. It's okay. We only just got cable television last week. And then we didn't subscribe. We exhausted the free trial period. Now what do we do?
Okay, so that's coming, I think, this week to Netflix. So everyone
Perfect.
Who's intrigued by our very enticing description
yes.
of this show, please be
yes.
sure to go check it out.
Absent of Mila and Ashton.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Watching wise, I think that's all we've got there.
That's all I have watched, other than I've fallen asleep several nights in a row to Ancient Aliens and my old favorite sleep show, Burn Notice.
Yeah.
Still available on the Hulu.
Don't say it too loudly. Hulu might take it away from you.
It's soon. It has to be soon.
Okay.
I can't be. Well, maybe if we get enough awesomes watching it.
Yeah.
If it's not just me, maybe Hulu will keep paying for it and broadcasting it.
Yep. Okay. Watch Reed.
Reed.
read?
I forgot how. I never learned to read.
Okay.
I've been reading Joseph Murphy.
Okay. You want to expand on that?
Nope.
Just going to drop it out there?
Just put it out there. If anybody's curious, you go look him up.
Okay.
There's also a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of Spotify audio readings of his books. Interesting dude.
Spotify is making a run at the audiobook market.
As they should.
There's a whole controversy going on. There's always a controversy in the publishing world.
I love a controversy.
The one that is applicable. Yes, to what we're talking about right now. You may not be familiar with an author named Brandon Sanderson. I believe he writes either in fantasy or sci-fi. And yes, I could look it up, but frankly, I forgot my reading glasses, and just looking up Mila Kunis's name was a challenge.
It was a lot.
So,
it was a lot.
Anyway, whatever it is he writes is wildly popular in its corner of publishing.
Okay. Help me out now. Is he like a primary, or is he like a advanced fanfic author?
Oh my gosh.
How would you classify him?
Well, I've never read any of his work, but I'm going to say
just completely talking out of our asses now. And you're glaring at me because your ass was talking.
Brandon Sanderson is the one who brought this conversation to the table, but I'm not saying I'm a fan of, nor have I read any of his work.
Okay.
I already told you, I don't even know what genre for sure it is.
Fine. We're working through all the degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Whatever genre that it is he writes in, he has such a devoted and loyal following of people that will go out and buy his books and also download the audiobook.
Okay.
That he had quite a bit of weight when he came to the table to try to negotiate how the audiobook was going to be produced and dispersed. Now, here's the thing. He wrote this whole open letter explaining, and I think it's on his blog, explaining his beef, I guess you could call it, with Audible.
I love to hear somebody talk about their beef.
Audible, you may not know this, when it comes to indie authors, when you are like, here's my audiobook, can I please
put it on? They're anti-beef?
Well, they're fixing to be, yes. Okay. Where is the beef? I don't know. Audible.
Are you a redneck?
Yes.
Okay.
As you know, I grew up in the sticks of Oklahoma.
It's true. The giveaway state. Sorry, go ahead.
Audible only gives authors audiobook, the authors of the audiobooks. I think he was talking specifically about indie authors. So these are not people who are represented by like one of the big publishing houses.
Random House.
Mm-hmm. But they get only 25% of the profit on each sale, where the industry standard is 70%.
That's worse than the music industry.
And not only that, but all kinds of major audiobook distributors, they all just pull audiobooks from Audible. So it's not like you could be like, oh, you know, screw them, I'm going to go over to Scribd or whatever and listen over there. No, probably Scribd has sourced it from Audible as well. There are only two companies.
So ultimately what you're saying is Jeff Bezos is screwing everyone over yet again.
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeffrey Bezos. So he was like, I'm sorry, I just can't do this. This is unconscionable, and I'm taking a stand. No one else will, but I will take a stand. And again, he has enough gravitas behind him.
He has a big enough Patreon.
I guess you could call it that if you want to call his readers his Patreon subscribers.
The people that would support him.
Yes.
Despite what the popular group would say.
Yeah.
That's what Patreon is.
Okay. And so he was like, I can't in good conscience put my work on Audible. There are only two companies that were willing to work with him and independently help him produce and get his book out there. One of them is called Speechify, which I'm not familiar with, but the other is Spotify.
Spotify.
And I noticed the last time I opened Spotify that instead of just suggesting music and podcasts to me, they were like, hey, do you want to listen to an audiobook?
You ever listen to a book and claim that you read it?
Oh my God. I'm going to literally murder you in your sleep. I hope that was worth it.
It was. If I'm never on another episode, know that I died happy. That my whole life's been leading up to this moment.
I hate
and
you.
I've just lived it. It's amazing. I don't even care. Like, I would rather listen to a book than read it, but I'd never tell someone I read it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm cackling. I'm cackling. I've embarrassed myself.
That is the most I've heard you laugh on microphone, maybe ever.
Oh, at risk of me getting tickled, and that's an ugly thing when that happens.
It's an unstoppable thing when that happens.
I need oxygen. Where's the oxygen mask?
All I had to say... if you are a Spotify person or a Spotify family as we are, be looking for audiobooks, and you can listen in supposedly better conscience than you do on Audible.
You can listen read. It's wonderful.
You can just say it like this. I read it on audio. That's an acceptable phrase to say.
Not in the circles I run in. Well, now listen. I realize the circles I run in are highly illiterate.
All the better.
Yeah, but none of them are proud. They're like, I can't read. I listen. They're honest about it.
Now Izzy's in my chair. She came to my side to support me in this endeavor.
Heard the laughing, and she's like, I want to bite Mom.
Okay.
Izzy's our dog, one of our three dogs.
That kind of led into listen.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus came out with a new single. This week.
Did she?
This past week. Mm-hmm. It's called Flowers. It's a great
Stole the title from someone else.
I'm sure plenty of people have titled their song Flowers. That was a very disparaging assumption to jump to.
I don't have a lot of respect for any of the Cyruses, but less for Miley than for Billy Ray. Billy Ray was mm-hmm. as much as we all might despise him, he was a bit of a trendsetter.
Was he with his mullet?
It's the wrong kind of trend, but it was still a trend.
She came out with she dropped her single Flowers, which is an angsty breakup song, supposedly about her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, no, not another Hemsworth.
There's three of them, and he's the youngest.
Criminy.
And apparently the worst to be married to, according to Miley Cyrus.
Well, so he's the Billy Baldwin of the Hemsworths?
I would say that's pretty accurate. He's allegedly, a big philanderer.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody got to do what they got to do.
Do they?
Evidently.
Step out on their spouse. Evidently. Very publicly.
Evidently, okay. Yes. I have a read.
Oh, you left it at Joseph Murphy, and then I thought that was all we were going to do. But
I backed out a little bit, and then I came to.
Oh,
I have
let's
a
go
read.
Back to reading. There's no rules, just right.
It's not probably the thing that most people who engage in this niche show would trigger on. But for those that it does matter to, it's pretty important.
Okay.
I don't know how familiar people are with the three-lettered agencies of the world, CIA, FBI, but in this instance, the less celebrated ATF.
Yes.
Which is alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yes.
We do live in a country that has a constitution that protects firearms rights.
And alcohol rights and tobacco rights.
And those two as well. And those two far less often in the forefront. Yeah. In recent years than firearms. Mm-hmm. And I don't care, honestly, because I'm not invested in it myself. I don't care how anybody feels about firearms. But if you are a person who's invested in firearms and constitution and things, the ATF did just drop, I think technically it's called a mandate.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. It's a ruling that has to do with short-barreled rifles versus a pistol, which there's a whole lot of stuff there. If that's a thing that you're into, I just bring it up because if that's a thing you're into,
yeah,
you should go check into this so that you don't accidentally end up becoming a federal law-breaking
felon,
citizen felon. That sounds like a great band name.
It probably is. That is a good band name.
There's a whole lot of stuff out there. If that's a thing that's in your wheelhouse of life experience, then go read. If it's not, move past
it. What are you saying to read? The whole thing that was like the law? Yeah,
read their mandate. Read their description. Part of this has to do with the differences between a stock versus a brace on the back of this firearm that, based on length, could be a pistol, could be a rifle, could be a short-barreled rifle. There's a lot of interesting legalese within this. It's if it's, again, if it's in the wheelhouse of things you're participating in, you need to be aware of it. You need to go read and look to make sure that if you're going to be a felon, that it's on purpose and not on accident. No judgment. You make your own choices. Just don't accidentally be a felon.
Okay. All right.
That's the thing. It's out there. I'm like, I don't own any of this. I'm not invested in it. It's just something that crossed my path. And I did read, actually, because I'm a complete nerd, I read some of the legal document and blah, blah, blah. It's, wow.
You've spent more hours and more time reading legal documents that don't even apply
to me, yes.
than anyone
I'm
I know.
Literally the attorney for no one. That is my second official title. Right behind unappreciated husband.
Okay.
Yes, that's not unfair, but it's a little hurtful. Let's move on. You're not a felon because of me, okay?
Okay. And hey, you did give me the heads up and everyone who's listening the heads up. So there's that.
We turned in our things.
No,
we didn't have any things that were felonious. Yes, we had no felonious things.
I had to get up and check on Izzy. And also, she's looking like she's going to be a problem. One thing, did you have any other listens to talk about?
Yes-ish.
Okay.
Yes-ish. Do you want me to talk while you go take care of the dog?
I don't know what she's doing.
What do you want to do? You want me to do something?
No, she's found a bone. She's okay.
I have, and it's not new, and I think if anybody's ever been a fan of this show, or even just an accidental listener.
This is push play. Like, where am I?
What the hell happened?
Yes.
Did I black out? Did I wake up in 1972? Listen, we're not on the cutting edge of anything. Yeah. We've never pretended to be.
Right.
I found the Sean Ryan Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a podcast, also with YouTube videos and things.
Mm-hmm.
I've continued to listen to him. Sean's a former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor, and much of his stuff centers around visiting with people of that community, either present or past, in their own experience. And it's interesting.
Yes.
This is probably why on my YouTube FYP I'm getting all kinds of things about new federal ATF firearms mandates and things, just simply because I watched that. It's disturbing how this happens. But
can I say something?
Yes.
I think it is adorable and very cute that you call your YouTube homepage your FYP. Like, I feel like YouTube would be furious with you for doing that.
Well, YouTube basically can stand in line to kiss my ass. For any ferocity they have.
Yes. I think all of our home feeds, home pages, everything, let's just call them all FYPs. That's literally what they are.
That's why I chose pages. The term to just use it. I'm not going to learn all the languages, just the one.
Just FYP. Just
I
go
speak
with it.
English.
Yes.
And not Farsi or any of the others. Are there others? Spanish? I know a lot of Spanish curse words. I know a little bit of Czech. Again, mostly curse words.
Definitely.
Some German. Again, mostly curse words.
Yes.
Maybe we should have an international curse language. I don't know.
Ooh, I like it. I'm sorry. I interrupted your train of thought. You were talking about the Sean Ryan.
I've enjoyed it. I think what I've enjoyed most, not so much the content, per se, but if you listen from the beginning on, you travel a journey with this content creator of his turmoil, of what he's dealing with to try to be a human in life, and as we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate the authenticity of that. If that's a thing you enjoy, you'd enjoy it. If not, but you're into former operators and weapons and stuff, conversations, then it's interesting there. If not, then just forget I said any of this and be like, when is Kyle going to stop talking? Is Meg done with the dog yet?
She's never done with the dog. That's the problem.
Never.
Okay, I will get back to Izzy in just a second. I don't have a lot of listening recommendations. I spent the last week or so listening to reading on audio the book Lessons in Chemistry to prepare for our Superstar Book Club meeting that was held this past weekend.
You did hold that meeting.
Yes.
I had to do things.
You had to parent actively.
I had to be a parent, which I hate. The responsibility is overwhelming.
For a few hours on a Saturday.
For a whole 2 hours. Sheesh. Who would ever ask someone to do that?
The book club meeting was amazing. We have such amazingly brilliant superstar awesomes, and I am physically ill over the fact that I did not get the book club recorded.
May I interject something?
You may. I know you're going to try to make me feel better.
No, I'm not. Actually, no, I'm not. I've already consoled you for that. I'm done with that.
I just
that.
Can't forgive myself.
You can't forgive yourself. No, what I wanted to point out was it is a cool thing. The little fun things you do with the superstar group, which if anybody's like, what? How do I be a superstar? And you get all breathy when you say it because mm-hmm. that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You're a Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that's how you do it. And it's like a nothing commitment.
Patreon.com/LordAwesome.
It's a small thing. It's a nothing commitment to be there. And if you're too special, if you're like, I can understand people that are like, hey, you know what? The budget's tight.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's fine. And fine. There'll come a time and it'll be good and you'll be a part. For the people who are feeling challenged because they're not part of it, but they have the money and they won't pony up, well, sucks to be you.
Giddy up.
Hang on. What are you doing? This dog is out of control. Like our children. You're out of control. What's she chewing
on? She probably swallowed it.
She probably did. Okay, now's a good time
to talk about,
to segue into this, because this has been on the list for 2 weeks and we haven't gotten to it.
This dog.
She's
a goat.
Have you? I'm going to ask all of you as though you could answer. Yeah. Have you heard the term junkyard dog, and what do you think that means?
Yeah. Ponder it, because
ponder it.
That's
a
what we have.
Junkyard dog. This is a dog that eats car parts.
Yes.
Like, I ate a bumper today. I shed a bumper yesterday, and I ate another one today.
This dog, Izzy, she's as pretty as can be, but she eats socks. Like, we've had dogs before that'll chew on socks. That's a thing.
That's fine. Chew on things. I mean, it's not fine.
No.
We try to discipline them and train them upright.
Yes. Her greatest delight is to find a kid's sock.
Well, tell the whole story as it happened.
Well, okay. So, We've had some beautiful weather. Today's not a great example of it, but
listen, beautiful is an exaggeration.
We've had weather warm enough.
We've had some anti-miserable weather.
Okay, we've had weather that was pleasant enough that I had kept the back door open to the backyard.
Yes.
And I was out there with Nico, and what's she doing?
It sounds like she's tearing the house down.
You put her in her bed while I tell this story. So I was out on the back deck with Nico, and Izzy comes out, and we can tell that she's chewing on something. And I was like, oh, no, what does Izzy have? That's a question that we all ask each other at least 15 times a day. And I could see as she got closer that it was a sock, and I was like, Izzy.
No, as you got closer.
Yeah, as I got
she
closer.
She didn't get closer to anything other than death.
I said, Izzy, and as soon as I said that, she dove under the bench on our deck.
Yes.
And
it's like a seating bench.
Yes.
Type bench.
She knew that she was in trouble. She knew she had found some contraband, that she should not be eating it. And before, and I got over there
quickly.
You weren't
slow. Yeah, were not slow.
I leapt over another bench. Why do we have so many benches?
It's evidently we have a bench fetish. I don't know.
I leapt over to get the sock out of her mouth, but by the time I could get to her, she had just swallowed the whole thing whole.
And smiled.
And smiled. She was so happy about it.
I did it. Can't stop me now. Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And sadly, though that was the first that we've seen, It's not the last sock she swallowed either. And apparently the intestinal, the digestive tract of this type of dog can digest socks
apparently,
because we've not had any requirements to go for hospitalization.
She still poops just as many times a day as always.
Always.
Just all the poop is flowing.
One third of those in the house, like a complete animal.
She's gotten way better.
Way better. Now it's one fourth.
It's better than it was.
A fifth. Okay. It's one fifth of all poops. So basically, some number of times a week, it's in the floor of the house. Okay. Now, thankfully, we don't pick it up.
Stop it.
We leave it there.
That's gross.
They're kind of like cocktail umbrellas. I have little flags that I just plant in it so that people know not to walk on it.
Okay. That's not true, you guys. Everything is picked up immediately and disposed of. And she is getting better about the house training.
Why does her poop smell like foot odor?
I don't know. Because of the socks? Yeah, because of all the socks.
It was a slow attempt at a dad joke. I'm sorry. I'll do better next time.
Yeah. Lifestyle-wise, that was one thing we were going to talk about.
Yes. You're drawing a blank. You don't have your notes. Look at your notes.
I do know what I was going to say.
Okay.
I've continued on with my daily practice of yoga.
Yes, you have.
Yoga with Adrienne.
How many days in?
As of today, Sunday, as we're recording, 14 consecutive days of yoga.
14 consecutive days. Now, I'm not going to quote anyone other than my own memory, which may be flawed. But I feel like if you've done something 14 times in a row, you've officially created a habit.
I don't think that's true, but I will believe you.
Well, how many times is it?
Well, the conventional wisdom is 21 to 28 days.
Says who?
Conventional wisdom.
Are you a conventional person?
No.
Then what I will say boldly is that Meg...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Of sort of awesome and of awesome today has created a new habit.
Thank you.
You're good at it.
I'm good at showing up and doing it.
What else is there?
I guess that's right. I hope someday that my form will be better.
Who's evaluating it?
I am.
You want me to come in and video it and post it and put it up for a vote? Who thinks Meg's form is good on the sideways dog? Is that a move?
Nope.
The sideways baby.
You've done yoga.
It waved at me.
You know those are not poses.
I have done yoga.
I'm
not doing yoga right now.
What is the name of the pose?
Well, there's a down dog and then there's a happy baby. I kind of married the two.
Yes, okay. My body
feels
great.
I like the happy baby.
The happy baby feels great.
Yes.
And I told you today that we did pigeon pose for quite a while, it felt like to me.
It was an eternity.
Such a good hip stretch. And you were like, wait, what's pigeon pose? And then at first I was like, I'll show you later. And then
I made head motions like a pigeon.
Yeah.
And Meg rejected that.
Yeah. And I said, well, I'll show you it later. And then you were like, oh, is it where? And then you just basically kind of like shadow did it in the kitchen.
Non-committally, but yes.
And as it turns out, that is a stretch. You knew it was a great hip stretch. Because
it's an IT band stretch.
Oh, look at you.
Iliotibial band for those
not
fully in the know of the nomenclature.
Goodness, is this an advanced kinesiology class now?
It might be. It might be. Okay. I have, in fact, had a few courses in kinesiology.
Yeah.
I knew because I used to coach the ball of footing, football, as it's known, American football.
Yes.
Not what everybody else in the world calls football. And I knew the agitation points of the guys that I coached, and so we did some stuff every day.
Yes.
Every day after practice, proper, we'd come back into a little position group, and I'd take my guys, and I'd participate with them, because I like to be healthy, too.
Yes.
And we went through, we did pigeon pose. We did that and a few other things to try to promote good hip health.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's been a former athlete of any kind would know that, especially in the aftermath of being an athlete, as you begin to age and get older, that you're like, oh, my hips ain't so healthy. And so hip health is a thing.
Well, in our modern culture, we've lost so much of the daily movement that used to just naturally.
Like as an Israelite woman working in a field, squatting down,
you always give
making
the,
a baby and then going back to harvesting the
not
crop.
Not making the baby. That would be in the private realm.
Well,
delivering a baby, birthing a baby.
Delivering, that was the word I meant.
Yes. You love to use that example, but I do think that.
I normally say pooping a baby, but that's for our own. I only say that because it agitates you.
It does agitate me a lot. But we've lost in our modern culture so many of the natural movements that allow.
Like baby pooping.
Oh my gosh. That allow the hip flexibility that we desperately need as we age.
Yes. If you look at the infomercials late at night when you're still up and you have cable television.
I was gonna say, watches infomercials.
And you see the advertisement for the motorized chair that helps a person stand up. What you can quickly realize is that with age, people stop bending their power angles, their hips and their knees. They stop bending they hinge at the waist, they lose mobility, problems happen. And so, for prolonged healthy longevity and enjoyment of life, have some hips and knees.
One thing that I've noticed as I've been doing yoga is that it makes me more aware of
it. It makes you poop a baby. Don't poop another baby. We already have five.
Okay.
Five babies.
It makes me aware of how to activate different muscles throughout the day when I'm not on the mat. So, like you were saying, instead of hinging at the waist, I do sometimes sink into like a deep squat to get something out of a low cabinet.
Yes. Do you make visceral sounds when you do
No.
it?
No.
You should. It's quite enjoyable. Things like that.
Okay.
You should do it.
Something else that yoga has done to help me immensely is I have a little condition called, I had to look it up, posterior tibial tendon dysfunction.
Okay.
That's in my bad leg. It's also
so it's in your calf.
It's in my
on your left leg.
It's on my left leg.
It's behind the front of the leg, which is what posterior means.
It's due to advanced fallen arch. It's just a fancy way of saying an almost completely no arch in my left foot.
Okay.
What? You feel skeptical?
No.
You live with me, you know.
I know. I have a lot of, I've offered a lot of help that's not received. And so, yes, I'm talking in a weird voice about it.
One thing that you have helped me with since I started doing yoga, just listen. I was not complaining to you. I was expressing concern early in this practice that my balance is so bad on my left side because of this whole situation. And you were like, well, your muscles have just atrophied. And I was like, I know. And you're like, but you can build them back up. And I was like, what?
We had a whole conversation.
Yes.
There's a difference between.
What did you say between
atrophy and necrosis? It's two different terms.
Yes.
One is recoverable from, the other is not.
Yes. But truly, I had begun to accept the fate that I'm just going to have.
Necrosis.
Yes.
You were like, I have a dead leg. I just drag it along with me where I go. It's starting to smell funny.
Oh my gosh. My leg is starting to hurt while you're talking about it. It's getting its feelings hurt. Right.
I'm not necrosis. You're necrosis. That's what your leg's yelling.
Yes. But truly, you were like, yeah, it's no big deal. Just like do the, and you showed me some little things I could do to be working on daily, like not when I'm doing yoga, just like.
Right,
when,
right. Just in your daily stuff and things.
Yeah. I like how you censored yourself. Like you've never cursed on this show before.
Yeah. I can't say shit. That's illegal.
Okay. And I have been doing those things too. The thing is it's just made me so much more aware of my body and being in my body.
I have an interesting thing to me to offer to you. So the fallen arch thing.
Yes.
I was, I've been on a real YouTube foray. I can't even begin to define what caused the path or where I stopped resisting versus where it's been landing.
Yeah.
As referenced to earlier, I've landed frequently in the special operations community.
Yeah.
SEALs, Rangers, all of these special folk.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, anybody that have a YouTube channel is somebody that's no longer active in that. They are a former whatever, right?
Yeah.
So a former, one of these guys, a former SEAL, he was talking about, he had a whole series talking about his experience of going through the qualifying things to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which phase it was. It was before he'd officially been declared a SEAL.
Oh, no.
What?
My computer's about to die.
Okay.
You keep telling
me. I'll keep talking. You get the charging cord.
Yes.
So he's talking through this process over multiple videos, but he was mentioning specifically one place, one training exercise that they'd gone through. Is that they were going on a march, if you will, or a hike of some kind, and doing so wearing a backpack full of weight. Because, hey, it's not good enough that you can just do a thing. You have to do a thing carrying a bunch of stuff. That's just kind of how all this stuff works. And he'd mentioned, I think it was a 60-pound backpack that they'd worn for this specific march, and that very soon into the whole event that all of them had collapsed their arches. And so it's from that perspective that I'm like, okay, so these are guys in the prime of their life, effectively, and in the epitome of all conditioning and shape, and they performed a thing that caused their arch to fall. Which would just then lend to the perspective that a fallen arch is not a permanent scenario necessarily.
Right.
Because all of them recovered, all of them were fine in the aftermath of this. And so I choose to believe that with the right kind of stimulation, the right kind of just added, like as you're doing dishes or whatever thing to focus on, hey, I'm going to be on the balls of my feet and shift my weight back and forth rather than just standing and allowing collapsed things to be collapsed.
Right.
That you can do things to re-strengthen
these
muscles that have atrophied to the point where they can no longer support you. You can recover.
I've been working on that.
And you're now a Navy SEAL.
Good. I was always my
It's fair.
Goal and
She's
dream.
Only killed three people and they all deserved it. So let's not judge.
And they were all people who said that audiobooks aren't the same as reading.
That's one of the things they said, which in fact bought them amnesty. But then Meg was like, I'm here with a gun and I got two things to do and I'm all out of the first one. So she killed them.
Okay.
It was quite ugly.
Yes. And who's next?
Yes, that was in fact the statement, and that's when I went into hiding.
Yes.
That's why we're actually recording over a phone line right now. I'm not actually here with Meg.
You forgot. I was going to say you forgot to hide from the person who's made threats on your life.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now you had a topic.
I do have a topic.
DOMS. I remembered
it. DOMS. DOMS. This has a meaning. Delayed onset muscle soreness.
Okay.
You know all about this most frequently from your yoga, right?
Right.
In the moment that you're doing the yoga, you're not devastated.
No.
It's delayed.
Right.
The onset, in fact, is what is delayed of muscle soreness, right?
Good. Yes. Okay.
So you can appreciate this in a physical sense.
Right.
And what I wanted to talk about, because here we are, it's what's the date officially? I never know the date.
Well, today as we're recording is January 15th.
Okay, so it's the 16th as anyone's listening or beyond.
Yeah.
And just not that long ago, we had Christmas.
Yes.
Yes, you have to say it weird. Or we had Hanukkah.
Yes.
Or Kwanzaa or something. Or just happy holidays. But yeah. We had a thing
sure. That
required that we have a workout mentally.
Yes.
Psychologically. That right. We had a workout. That we had to entertain buttholes.
Whoa. What kind of holidays do you have?
Well, the one with family. Deny it.
No, I was.
You can't
just
deny it.
Don't. Yes.
I say buttholes in the most loving sense possible.
Uh huh.
We're all fresh off of this, and every one of us did something we didn't want to do,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But now we're past the holiday season, and it's time to push ahead with resolutions, except perhaps there might be a little bit of psychological DOMS going on.
Interesting. Say more.
Well, I feel like for our family proper, our little unit of humans, us and our children, I feel like this week, because we rushed through. You rushed through. You got to do all the things, prepare and take care of all the people for yes. Christmas and for New Year's. And then we've got school starting and all of it. I feel like right now is the first time we've breathed this week. And so right now is the first time. This week's been challenging.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we've had the opportunity to stop for a second and say, man, I'm sore from what I just went through
at
Christmas. My DOMS, my psychological
right.
DOMS.
Right, yes, mental, emotional DOMS. It's
my
all
DOMS,
kicking in.
Delayed onset muscle, psychological soreness, my DOMS.
Okay, your lovely lady DOMS.
My lovely, they are lovely, look at them. I wish you guys could see them over the airwaves. They're delightful.
On our radio broadcast?
On our radio broadcast. I hope you tuned in time. There's only the one time when it's live.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about what you feel about this idea.
No, that absolutely makes sense. I think a lot of us have experienced it. The holidays, I think, are the big, like that's a big event that we can
it's a big event.
All point to. We sort of go through it collectively. But even if you have, let's say, for example, maybe you move houses or you have a big job interview or you even if you like start a new job.
Or you have a dog that eats socks.
Yes.
And trash and bumpers.
She's asleep now.
Yeah, of course she is.
Because she's in her bed.
She's trying to make her guts eat that sock. Do it. I don't want to poop a sock. Nobody wants to do that.
But seriously, there's so much tension that it is a strenuous workout of the emotion, of the, honestly, the whole holistic being
yes.
that allowing for recovery time and anticipating and being okay with the fact. Like, we don't get mad at ourselves or...
Well, I mean, I don't. You do.
Listen. When you have muscle soreness.
That wasn't inaccurate.
I do get mad at myself. But if you have muscle soreness following a workout, you're not like, what's wrong with me?
What the H? Because I can't curse.
Apparently.
I never said a damn bad word ever.
Okay. But we don't. We understand like, oh, of course I have sore muscles because I did this thing that I'm not used to doing that's not part of my usual flow of activity. So of course I've got some muscle soreness. To extend that concept to the working out of whatever major event it is, that's really revolutionary.
Your brain labors.
Did you come up with that on
I
your
did,
own?
I did today. I'm okay. A bit of a savant on the idiot side. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I guess I want to include with that,
This
isn't a prescription to go be a turd now for 2 weeks because you got permission to, or I should be sore. I don't have to. No, it's just like, this is to help anybody cope in the moment.
Yes.
Because you don't get to stop. You have to keep doing your life.
Yeah.
As it's around you. It's fine. It's good. It's necessary. And it's good. And did I say that it's good?
I would encourage people to try to take time off from work and then tell your boss that your domps yes. are acting up.
I have domps. I can't be there. Tell them that. If they buy it, you deserve the time off.
Absolutely do.
Maybe, yeah, you can throw in all kinds of things like I have. Throw a classification. I have Latino domps. Throw something on it that culture can't argue with.
Oh, but they'll be like, but you're not Latino.
How dare you? I'll sue you.
Okay.
That's how the world works, I think. I don't know. Now, use it. Use all of this perspective to give yourself some grace.
Okay.
Not to escape what you know you need to do, and yet you want to do. But sometimes we do things and we have the attitude about it.
Yeah.
Use this to challenge that attitude, to say, no, you deserve to feel tired.
Okay.
You're having domps from the holiday season. You deserve to feel tired.
Yeah.
It's fine. And it's an excuse for some of your sharpness towards people as you do things, but keep fighting the good fight.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to just extend the metaphor a little more, because one thing you have told me from the beginning, as long as I've known you,
is never piss on an electric fence.
Yep.
I've always told you that.
That is some good old country wisdom
it's
right there.
Good wisdom. Also, what? Always sit in the middle seat of the pickup. Otherwise, you're the one that has to open the gates. That's another thing.
Okay. That's good advice, too. But going back to kinesiology, you've always said if you have muscle soreness, you need to keep working
yes,
it out.
Active recovery.
Active recovery. That's what you call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to domps.
Yeah.
What does active recovery look like? You just
It means I'm still going into all the things
okay.
that I need to do. Not that somebody else is telling me I need to do, but all the things I need to do mm-hmm. to function, to continue with life, and that I give myself grace in the moment, because part of active recovery in the physiological sense, the muscular, biomechanical, whatever fancy words you want to use sense,
yeah.
is that it does hurt. It yeah. does burn. It stings.
Yes.
So you don't do something aggressively.
Of course.
You do something just like the philosophy of properly performed yoga is that you go to the point of discomfort. There's no need to push
yeah.
beyond that. It's not a competition. There's mm-hmm. no medals to be given because you did extra. You go to the point of discomfort. And so live your life that way as you're recovering from domps. And you push into what's uncomfortable, but don't feel like you got to set a world record.
Yeah.
Celebrate the fact that you showed up and that you didn't just sit on the couch with a bag of ice and moan and complain.
Okay.
Nobody likes a moaning complainer.
You know what would feel better, though, than a bag of ice?
A bottle of whiskey. A bottle of gin. This episode brought to you by Navy Strength Gin.
Plymouth Gin.
Plymouth Gin is the brand. Yes. It is Navy Strength.
Right.
It's a great gin. We just rebought it. We haven't had it in a while.
But you can't just say Navy Strength. That's not, if you go into a liquor store and you're like, give me your Navy Strength Gin.
Oh, they have it. That's a category too. It won't but, get you Plymouth.
Right.
But it will get you Navy Strength.
Okay. What feels better than that is a heating pad.
What feels better than that? Your favorite hobby?
A bubble bath.
A bubble bath.
Yes, with Epsom salts.
Say that again?
With Epsom salts.
Okay. I thought you had an extra M in there, and I was going to get critical. I was like, wait a minute. Yes. Epsom salts. My mind could continue to go, and I could say embarrassing things, and I won't.
You could just keep it rocking and rolling. But.
No, but I do think it's valid to recognize in a moment of what might otherwise be struggle.
Yeah.
To say, no, you know what? I just championed the damn Christmas season.
Yes.
I didn't damn the Christmas season just
no,
now.
You championed it.
For anybody that's hypersensitive.
With the,
or the Hanukkah season, or the Kwanzaa season, or any of the seasons, just the holiday season.
Call it the holidays. That's the great thing about happy holidays.
Happy holidays. There's a fantastic
ad
from a furniture company here where the guy says holiday season.
But you don't have to watch those ads anymore. And why is that?
I choose to watch those ads.
No, you don't.
Why is that?
You don't either.
I do. Sometimes, so...
You said you take it off premium.
No, here's what I do. Here's what I do. I need you to know this, because I need you to know me.
Okay.
I run a Mac as my primary computer environment.
I know this.
But because some of the programs, some of the things I need to run are Windows only, I run Parallels, which is a way to run a Windows system on Mac. So when I go into YouTube, is what you're referencing.
Yes.
If I go through the Mac version versus the Parallels version, all of that, one of them is ad-free, the other is not. And I keep so many windows open at all times for all the things I'm tracking and doing.
Yeah. Sometimes
I have to go to the stuff that's not ad protected,
yeah,
because I don't want to disrupt the other world of things.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I still get that ad for the holiday season.
Yes.
He's a delight.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like to not ever see him again. He's got to be in his late 70s now.
At the
this
youngest,
furniture advertiser.
This furniture mogul.
Mogul. Magnate.
Yes.
Oligarch?
Ooh. All right.
Is he an oligarch?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably. For Oklahoma, he is.
For Oklahoma,
that's not
he
saying
is.
A lot, but no. It is a thing.
Yes.
That's just like you got two squares of toilet paper instead of one. That made you an oligarch in Oklahoma?
Basically.
Fair enough.
Okay.
What else? I feel like we're leaving all kinds of things out. What else have we experienced in this very long week of domps?
Yeah, it has been a long week, but also radically short. One of those where I just turned around and I was like, holy hell, how's it Friday night?
Holy holiday season.
Basically, yes. I don't know what else to say. I think that's it.
Okay, well, I apologize to everyone who has tuned in. Oh, wait, I do have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
I do have one more thing. This last week, so anybody who's a longtime listener knows that predominantly this crowd is 100% women.
Almost.
Historically,
okay.
100%. Because everybody for a time that ever found Awesome Today came from Sorta Awesome, which was a female-only environment.
Mm-hmm.
You were the cigar lounge for women.
Okay. All right. That's a nice way to describe it.
We just recently had the first requested and approved male. It was a man that was like, oh, I listened to that and I like it and I wanted to join. And that's kind of a thing.
Yep.
And of course we approved.
Yes. And he can say hello in the Awesome Today group if
he
you would
can.
Like to.
Or he cannot. It's fine.
He can just quietly read.
We're not here to make him be a thing he doesn't want to be.
Exactly.
That was pretty cool, though.
That made your day.
Well, it did.
I'm not even being sarcastic. It really made your day.
We crossed a very major threshold in that moment.
If you are listening and you are a woman and you have a partner or spouse who is a man and listens, let us know. Well, I do know.
I'm trying to hold my thought. You keep talking. I'll drink to keep myself busy. Swallow, swallow, swallow.
Swallow, swallow, wink.
You almost made me spit.
I have never done that before.
That was good. That was good.
In almost 25 years of marriage. That was great. Perfect timing for me.
That's a good high callback, five. The wink. That was good.
I always love to hear from our Awesome Today fan, and they're like, I like to listen to this with my husband. You guys make us laugh on our commute, or like whatever the thing is. It makes me happy.
Here's what I like to think. May I? Is it my turn? Okay, here's what I like to think. The Sorta Awesome group, these are people that have found some connection with you, right?
Yeah.
There's somehow, some way, they're like, yeah, I'm on board with, I can identify with her in some way.
Yes.
And that's true of me as well in your life. I've found some way that I can identify with you. Now, I'm very different than you.
Very.
Some people might say jackass.
I did not say that. I just said very
you didn't,
different.
You didn't not say that. Wink. All the things. That's fine. I know I'm very different than you. We would not be simpatico if we were the same person.
Yes.
We have to be different.
Right.
And so this particular presentation should be appealing to the opposites of all of you who are on board. Now, well, Meg's interested in me, and so her interest in me makes me interesting to you, but it should bring in a new audience as well.
I 100% will say that there are people in Awesome Today Fam who are women, but also they identify more with you, your point of view.
That's fair. Yeah.
Your personality, your view on the world, than they do with mine. And so when they listen to Awesome Today, they feel more represented. Because,
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
What I was going to offer, which was far less demanding than that, was if you think I'm a jackass, your husband may love me. So introduce him to the show. I need somebody to help me be a jackass.
Yep.
To deal with my own dumps.
All right. That's probably a good point. Time to.
You've been trying to end this episode for the last 20 minutes. I've stretched it out so that the people have almost an hour. Yeah. Not quite.
It really bothers you when we're less than an hour.
I feel like it's cheating.
Okay.
I feel like it's cheating.
Yeah.
I could make up, I could tell a story for another 2.5 minutes to get us to a solid hour if you want.
It's okay.
You're okay. Yeah, I've heard you talk enough today, sir. I caught you before, Mike, and I have to deal with you after, Mike. Okay. All right. Fine. You want me to do the thing?
When people are recovering from their dumps, what should they do?
Well, one, have some Navy Strength gin. For sure. Even if it's just a little nip. Yes. Just a little sippy sip. Uh-huh. It's a good gin. What's the brand again?
Plymouth.
Why are you saying that like I'm a villain?
Because we literally were just talking about it like a few minutes ago.
I listen to very little other people say. I'm more interested in my own words. You don't know this? Now, Plymouth gin. Gins are a whole fascinating realm of things, and one brand differs from the others.
They're really wild. Yeah.
Plymouth is delightful. It is not fruity. Like, some of them literally taste like Fruit Loops and sweet tarts.
I love the fruity ones.
And that's fine. For some people, they need to. Plymouth is unique and different, and I do encourage everyone first to have a little sippy sip of the Plymouth gin as they move into the grand and noble effort of having an awesome today, would you?
Please do.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.